The San Francisco Mime Troupe presents the final episode of the 2021 series, Tales of the Resistance, Volume 2, Persistence. A season of original political comedy audio plays presented as podcasts and as radio shows on stations across the country by the never ever silent, always radical, and confusingly named San Francisco Mime Troupe. We have presented Mysterious Mysteries, the tale of the Black Fox, Jailbreak, a passion for justice, Hobos in Space, What Were You Thinking, Little Jimmy, and Eyeball on History.
Now, the San Francisco Mime Troupe presents the final episode of our 2021 season, Back to the Way Things Were.
Honey, I'm home!
There you are!
So, did you get it?
Goodbye, unemployed casino bartender. Hello, fulfillment center package sorter.
Did you get the polo shirt?
I got the polo shirt.
Put it on.
I'll put it on.
Oh, and hey, I'm sorry I'm getting home late. My last fare was a Facebook exec. She cried all over the back seat.
Did she leave a big tip?
Nah, just made a big mess.
Ta-da! What you think?
Ooh, sexy.
Why, Ralph.
Hey, excuse me there, lady, but I think I need my package sorted.
Oh, God.
Zoe, could you just not?
You're home from school.
Yes, Dad, I'm home from school like I am at this time every day, so I would appreciate if you and Mom wouldn't have sex in the hallway.
I got that new job.
So you thought you'd celebrate by making me a sibling?
We were just hugging.
Friends hug. That was... Why don't you go out to celebrate?
Go out?
You know, outside, in the world. Go do something age-appropriate instead of staying here and...
It feels like we haven't gone out to do anything since last year.
15 months, 3 weeks, 2 days.
Who says you're no good at math?
Trapped in an apartment with my parents during a pandemic, I've become Calendar Einstein.
Well, I think this is a great idea.
For you and me to go out somewhere?
Oh my God, please, yes.
Well, things are finally getting back to normal.
You both got vaccinated?
We both have jobs.
We have a president who's not dumb as a $2 ham.
So?
Honey, let's do it.
Really?
We are going out to do all the stuff we used to do before all this COVID craziness. We're going back.
We're going back.
We're going back to the way things were.
The
fun-filled, sun-filled days before this endless night we've all been through. We don't want the world to change, just give us the tried and true. We're going back to the way things were for me and you.
Zoe, do you want to come?
You must be kidding.
Oh, well, maybe when your mom and I get back, the three of us can watch some TV together.
I will most likely still be here.
We're going back to the way things were.
Back to what used to be.
Back to the lazy ways we loved. Because these crazy days, and soon you'll see. We don't want to change the world. We're American and free.
We're going back to the way things were.
Back to the way things were. For you and me. See you later, Zoe.
Bye, honey.
So, where do you want to go first?
It's been so long since we've done anything just for fun. I don't know where to start.
Hey, how about a movie? You know, there's that new Scarlett Johansson film at the Triplex.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's that new bar down on Pine Street.
It would feel weird being around so many people after all this time.
You know that Scarlett Johansson movie?
It's supposed to be pretty good. In this one, the Black Widow goes back to Russia.
Too many people.
Okay. Yeah, how about shopping? In person. We both love shopping.
People.
Black Widow is part of the Marvel Universe, you know. And in the posters, she's got this tight costume.
No.
Damn. Well, that doesn't leave much.
How about we just drive over to the park and go for a walk?
A walk in the park. That sounds nice.
Once again, immigrants' rights activists are demanding an end to the decades-long policy of deporting those they call economic refugees, but who many others call illegal immigrants.
Remember when we used to walk in the park?
Us?
I'd be on my way home from driving a bus, and you were on your way to the casino. We'd both meet up.
Never went for walks in the park.
We'd walk hand in hand along the path.
I was in a hurry, and you were exhausted.
It was romantic.
I mean, we'd kiss as we passed, but we didn't exactly walk together.
Well, we're walking together now!
Lower your voice.
I'm only yelling so you can hear me above all this noise! What is all this?
The time has come for us, for all of us, to stand up and save ourselves, save our children, save our planet. Oil and plastic, made by the same companies force-feeding us petroleum for decades and lying to us about how we can recycle our way out of this garbage dump when they knew plastics can't be recycled. It's not just them, it's our fault too. We bought and pumped and burned what they sold, poisoning the only air we have to breathe. But even now, with the world smoldering, those psychopaths want to keep setting fires.
Hey, you, what's going on?
Here, read this.
And if we don't do something now, we are all going to be cooked alive.
Cooked alive?
Cooked alive! Cooked alive!
Cooked alive! Cooked alive!
Cooked alive! Cooked alive!
Skies and seas just keep getting hotter!
Cooked alive! Cooked alive!
We were up to our knees, now we're underwater!
Cooked alive! Cooked alive!
The future is here and it's looking grim!
Cooked alive! Cooked alive!
So grab a billionaire and start cooking him!
Cooked alive! Cooked alive!
Now let's get out of here.
But our walk.
What, with these nuts dropping from every tree, telling us our Honda is killing the polar bears, gloom and doom. Haven't they heard? We're going back to the way things were.
Blinking, you're nearly there.
A much simpler time, it was less about climate. So take a breath of simpler air. The young folks can save the world. We've already done our share. We're going back to the way things were
when life was fair.
Maybe we could get something to eat.
And new video evidence has surfaced that some of the police officers may have been supporting those who violently attacked the anti-fascist protesters.
Hey, I recognize that place.
What place?
Yeah, right over there.
Oh yeah, Tanya's Chicken and Waffles.
We used to eat there all the time.
We never ate there.
Sure we did. I'd get extra waffles and you'd get 3 bean salad.
We always got takeout.
We did?
We were too busy to sit down in a restaurant and eat together.
Well, tonight, in honor of the newest fulfillment package, sorta, it's chicken and waffles, 3 bean salad, in a restaurant, at a table.
I don't know. What if it's full of people?
Well, we could still see Scarlett Johansson in her new costume.
This place will be fine.
Come on in!
Thanks!
Wait, do you both have masks?
Of course we do.
Well, put them on and sit anywhere you want.
I'm surprised it's so empty. This place was always packed.
Well, that was before...
Before what?
Never mind. Anyway, Welcome to Jerome's Turkey and Pancakes.
But the sign says chicken and waffles.
Yeah, but we haven't changed the sign yet. We have new owners.
I thought this was your place.
Yeah, but no, I didn't own the building. And with all these new rich folks moving into the city, my rent went through the roof. And then the pandemic closed things up. Then Jerome came knocking.
Who's Jerome?
Oh, he doesn't really exist. He's just a mascot. The new owners are some consortium out of Belarus.
So it all worked out.
Yeah, but I still have to deal with...
I think I have a reservation!
Not again.
And looking at all these empty tables, you can't say you don't have room for real Americans.
Because you keep scaring off my customers.
How?
You can't make us wear masks!
Those are the rules!
Oh, am I breaking your precious rules, Comrade Fauci?
Every day you're in front of the restaurant screaming!
No one was outside when we got here.
Today is Thursday.
Yes.
After 5 o'clock.
So?
Thursday from 3 to 5 is World of Warcraft Mythic Dungeon International! But since my orc died early because Arthur didn't cover my back, I am here for freedom!
Get out!
Oh, do I need a passport to come in here? Am I in Cuba now?
This is a private business!
I know my rights!
You don't have the right to infect other people!
Oh, next you're going to tell me I can't bring a gun in here either!
Let's go.
He doesn't have a gun.
How do you know?
He's wearing a Kid Rock tank top and skinny jeans. Where would he put a gun?
That's not the point! I could have a bazooka, and for the same reason that I don't have to wear a mask!
What's that?
Because this is America, and I can do anything I want, anytime, anywhere, and no one can stop me!
An American is proud to be American and
shut up!
Let's go.
Oh, please don't go!
Oh, that's right! Get out, you pink-wooled socialist sheep!
An American's always right! Say I'm wrong if you wanna fight!
Shut up!
You will only take my right to not wear a mask from my cold, dead face!
What does that even mean?
An American drives a truck!
Shut up!
I'm still hungry.
Me too. Hey, how about we swing by a fast food place on the way home?
As more and more women join the discrimination lawsuit against the tech giant, and employees across Silicon Valley have been sharing their own stories of workplace sexual harassment going back decades, the company says all the allegations are just the hysterical ravings of...
Welcome to McBurger in the Box. Can I take your order?
We like two... No, three. Yeah, you know what? Four of your rainforest burgers. Two Arctic melt shakes, and two orders of floodplain fries.
You want those burgers Brazilian style?
What's that?
Extra beef with no greens?
Nah, we'll have regular.
Pull forward to the first window to pay.
Wow, this place has really become environmentally conscious.
Well, they're some of the good guys. I always feel better giving my business to a company that... Come on! There's nobody at the window! Hey, you, hey! I see you in there. What are you doing?
Packing up my stuff!
Why?
This company is straight out of the jungle!
Which jungle?
The jungle! Upton Sinclair, the novel!
Was it about burgers?
There are no burgers! There will be no burgers!
Why not?
Do you know how little we get paid? How many hours we have to work?
No.
We're just meat cogs in their giant, grinding, blood-soaked machine!
Is there someone else in there we can talk to?
McBurger in the Box getting their beef by burning down the jungle?
The novel?
By Upton Sinclair?
No! The actual jungle! They are also paying us pennies while they make billions serving you crap made from destroying the lungs of the earth.
Do you have any salads?
We are all walking out.
Who?
Us. We, the workers.
Now?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4.
They treat us like nothing. They treat us like meat. We're grist for their milk, dirt under their feet. They're starving the workers while making you fat. They're burning the planet.
Would you like fries with that?
Well, we say no more. Revolution has begun. The pigs can take this burger job and shove it up their bun.
And in other news, after spending $5.5 billion flying to the edge of space, newest billionaire astronaut Jeff Bezos yesterday had a special message for all of the employees of Amazon during his press conference.
Without all of your hard work, I never would have had enough money for this amazing trip.
Well, we can always get a pizza delivered.
Excuse me.
Not right now.
Could you spare a buck?
Fella, if I could spare a buck, I wouldn't have to.
Dennis!
What?
Dennis Henderson! It's me! Oh. Alice Sanders! Well, back then, Alice Tolson.
Alice? Oh, God.
No, wait. Don't go.
I should just...
Hold on.
You know this guy.
We were in high school together, class of 95.
That was a long time ago.
Not that long. The Jackson High Jackrabbits. Gonna run fast. Gonna make success a habit. Gonna hop to the top, cause we are...
The Jackrabbits!
Well, it looks like somebody's rabbit lost a little jack.
Ralph?
What?
He's right. I'm not a jackrabbit anymore. I'm just a dead bunny on the side of the road.
Dennis, what happened? You were always bright, always the go-getter. You helped everybody else figure out what they were going to do with their lives. It was like you were a career manager or something. What did you end up doing?
I'm a career manager.
His clients must be thrilled.
Ralph?
Why?
I was doing great until 2008, but I should have seen the writing on the wall. Jobs were getting scarce before we were born. I was only setting folks up for a fall. And rent's been rising, rising for a long time. Soon they've taken everything you've got. Now the only ones can pay it are the ones who just collect it, and the rest of us are simply left to rot.
My wife, you remember Rondell?
Third period French.
Well, we got married.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, last summer she got sick.
I'm sorry.
It was what they call the long COVID, before the shots. She couldn't work. Then the insurance ran out. I had to quit my job to stay home, take care of her. Then the mortgage payments started stacking up. We don't have any other family to lean on, so...
Is she okay?
She was sick for months. Finally, she just gave up.
Oh, Dennis.
Yeah. There's nothing left of us. I don't even know where to...
Do you want
to
come inside?
Alice!
What?
That's okay. I gotta go anyway.
Where?
You take care of yourself, Alice.
Hey. Here.
No, I couldn't.
Just take it. Just take all of it.
Thank you.
That was really nice of you.
So we don't order pizza tonight. At least that guy isn't sleeping on our couch.
Nice try, you old softy.
Yeah, well, whatever. Looks like it's a night of you, me, Zoe, whatever's in the freezer, and whatever is on TV.
And in federal court, another of the January 6th insurrectionists was given a suspended sentence after the judge said the defendant had led an exemplary life before breaking into the Capitol and that she saw no reason to ruin a man because of one mistake. The defendant, in thanking the judge for her leniency, said,
Ich kann mich mit einem Kommunismus nicht anfreunden!
Oh, there's gotta be something else on.
TMZ has exclusive footage of Bill Cosby enjoying his new freedom.
What the senator from Vermont fails to realize is that it is not the job of government to take care of the citizens.
Scarlett Johansson, as you've never seen her before!
No.
Darn.
Next on Tucker Carlson, slavery. Was it really that bad?
And in federal court, another of the January 6th insurrectionists was given a suspended sentence.
It's like there's nothing on TV anymore. Just something to take me away from all this. We're going back to the way things were. Back to when life was good.
It was never good.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, back before everything changed. And
nothing changed. It was always this bad. You were just too busy to notice.
And what do you know about it? You're just a kid.
Where do you think I grew up? Here, right here.
I remember running in the surf along the waterfront. Now slick with oil, the beach is closed just like the disappear. If I even live to have a child of my own, what hope of growing up would they have here? Mortgaging our future, bought McMansions and celebrities, and billionaires who fly themselves to space. Meanwhile, back on Earth, my friends get profiled by the cops, or beaten for their gender and their race.
Busy, and things have been so bad lately.
But Ralph, was it really better before?
I don't know. Wasn't it?
We can't go back to the way things were. Not back to our old mistakes. We've run out of road, a cliff's ahead. It's time to grab the wheel and hit the brakes.
So what are you going to do?
Republicans in the Senate today again blocked a progressive-sponsored energy bill, saying it contained too much funding for renewable energy, while cutting subsidies to oil and gas companies. The Democratic leadership said they do not want to move forward with the bill without bipartisan support. In the House, national voting rights legislation has stalled, with conservatives arguing the law would infringe on states' rights. And the committee looking into January 6th was attacked again by Republican members who insist the so-called insurrection was nothing more than a peaceful expression of free speech by patriotic Americans. Meanwhile, there was good news on the stock market, with the Dow Jones average up 9 points after the announcement of massive layoffs across the country. The elimination of jobs in multiple industries is expected to add billions in profits to stockholders' portfolios. As for weather, we are looking at another day of record-breaking heat across the country, with triple digits expected in every state. Also, today marks the third day of protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black man, the eighth day of protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black man, the 14th day of protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black man, the 22nd day of protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black man.
Back to the Way Things Were
was written and directed by Michael Gene Sullivan, with lyrics by Daniel Savio, and featured Hugo E. Carbajal, Marie Cartier, Lisa Hori Garcia, Jerry Ann Monroe, Andre Amorodico, Lizzie Calagero, Marissa Ellison, Brian Rivera, Francis Ju, and starred Cassie Grilly as Zoe, Michael Gene Sullivan as Ralph, and Valina Brown as Alice. Music for this episode was written by Daniel Savio, with Jewel McMillan on bass, David Rokish on drums and percussion, Dylan Jennings on woodwinds, and Daniel Savio on keyboards. Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez, and stage management is by Karen Runk. The San Francisco Mime Troupe's Tales of the Resistance, Volume 2, Persistence,
was written by Michael Gene Sullivan,
Marie Cartier,
and Helen Callis.
Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio.
Episodes were directed by Valina Brown,
Michael Gene Sullivan,
and Keiko Shimosato Carrero.
Bass by Joel McMillan.
Drums and percussion by David Rokich
and Chris Lauf.
Oboe by Aya Rokich.
Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings
and Patrick Byers.
Keyboards by Daniel Savio.
Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez.
Discussions edited and sound engineered by Will McCandless.
Discussions hosted by Kari Barclay.
Poster design by Lawton Lovely.
Tour manager and booking by Marissa Ellison.
Stage managed by Karen Runk.
Series theme music was written by Daniel Savio and
produced by Dred Scott.
Tales
of the Resistance featured
Valina Brown as Angelica Phoenix, Ms. Larkin, Mrs. Adams, and Alice.
Rotimi Agbabiaka as Sanka.
Francis Jew as Chun Jun.
Ellen Callis as Little Jimmy.
Michael Gene Sullivan as
the Mysterious Mystery Narrator.
Huey Newton.
William Godwin.
Principal Johnson.
And Ralph.
Amos Glick as Chip Bannister. And Bud Schiller.
Lizzie Caladero as Mary Wollstonecraft.
Wilma Bonet as Beatriz de la Cruz.
Michael Carrero as Thomas Paine.
Michael J. Asbury as Bobby C.
Cassie Grilly as Wendy, Counselor Dara, and Zoe.
Brian Rivera as The Cop, Captain Bacay, and Dennis.
Andre Amoratico as
The TV Director.
Thor Hammersack.
Perry Patetic.
CEO Starman.
Oh, and the Unmasked Man.
Keiko Shimosato Carrero as Ada Kawakami.
Hugo Carvajal as Jaime, Miguel, Augie, and the Environmental Activist.
Jerrion Monroe as Brad Astaroth, Johnny Dodson,
and Archie.
Marissa Ellison as Madison Winters, OMG,
and the McBurger in the Box employee.
Marie Cartier as the climate change protester.
And Lisa Hori Garcia as the detective, Enid, Tanya, and as your announcer. And Christmas is months away, but it's not too soon to get ready for A Red Carol, the mime troupe's activist worker-oriented adaptation of the Dickens holiday masterpiece, with Scrooge, Cratchit, and Tiny Tim, plus rousing labor songs and our own particular biting political satire. Join the troupe in our podcast retelling of this Christmas classic. It's A Red Carol. We hope you enjoyed and were inspired by the San Francisco Mime Troupe's radio and scripted podcast, Tales of the Resistance, Volume 2, Persistence. Before we go, we'd like to thank all those who donated to support Tales of the Resistance. The troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship, so we could not have done this or any of our free shows without your financial support. And if you want to show more support, our website is sfmt.org. And if you're wondering, no donation is too large. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts Hotel Tax Fund, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, Collie Austin, the Don Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. Thank you for listening to Tales of the Resistance. We'll see you this Christmas, and power to the people!